Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome, pet parents. This next story is one that really hits home for me. Many of you know that I have a dog, my beloved best friend, Sugar. She has a titanium front leg, and I've shared the story. Well, she's not the only one who has overcome this potential problem. In fact, our next guest, Cassidy the dog, 3 years ago, a good Samaritan had pulled over to pick up a pile of trash on the side of the highway, and under that garbage was a skinny, matted, scared little black dog who had been hit by a car. Cassidy was rushed to the emergency vet, where his front leg was amputated. Sheltie Rescue of Utah took him into their program, and Cassidy found his forever home with his new forever family, and Cassidy's amazing journey took off from there. Cassidy is an advocate for special needs rescues and works to show that every life has value. He is proof that dogs are not disposable. Cassidy and his mom, Kathy, do presentations for children about disabilities, acceptance, and how everyone is different, special, and have something positive to share with the world. Cassidy also visits rehabilitation centers and is living proof that there is always hope and that anything is possible. And despite everything he's been through, he has a very loving and trusting nature. He enjoys snuggling into each person's arms and showing them that he is perfect the way he is and that they too are perfect the way they are. I want to welcome to the show Cassidy and Cassidy's mom, Kathy Kane. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about how your journey began with Cassidy.
My journey began a little over 3 years ago. I had lost a dear friend, and I took upon myself to find his dog a home. And I received help through the Sheltie Rescue of Utah, which I helped with raffles and stuff. So I knew the program very well. And after a couple of months, we were able to find a home for my friend's dog. And I really got to know the importance of rescue at that point. It had never become... It wasn't anything personal to me up until that point.
Sure.
And so the day that we found my friend's dog at home, Barbara and Jim, who are the heads of Sheltie Rescue of Utah, they mentioned a little three-legged dog they had just gotten in, and I decided that dog was for me. I started out as a foster, and I failed miserably, and I knew I would as soon as I saw Cassidy. That was it. I knew he was going to be mine for the rest of his life.
Let's explain to the folks out there who aren't familiar with foster failures. Foster failures are actually great success stories. It's when someone fosters a pet, falls in love with that animal, and knows that that animal needs to be a part of their life forever. So we mean that in the kindest terms. It's kind of a inside nod to, gosh, we want to rescue them all. We know we can't, but occasionally... one of these fosters just gets into our heart and they're a part of it forever. So I love that. Now,
yes, and that's exactly what he did.
Now, Cassidy and you have really overcome his disability and shown his capabilities. Tell us a little bit about those efforts and how you're sharing it with people and children in particular.
Okay, well, we do presentations over at the local libraries. And they involve children, and we teach them how to care for dogs. And what many of us consider dogs with disability, we show them that they can do ordinary things, and we let them have a hands-on experience with Cassidy after they ask, and we just teach them doggy etiquette. Then we also go to a rehabilitation center, which we have just got back from about a half hour ago, and he goes and visits many of the people there Many of those people have pets at home and really miss them, and he's able to go and fulfill that need. And then he will just curl up next to them, or at times on top of them, and just snuggle with them, and just makes them feel better about their situation. And he has a tendency to lick or give kisses a lot. And many of the people enjoy those, too. And they enjoy just the calmness that he brings to
Certainly.
Their situation.
Certainly. Well, and again, folks, I think one of the more remarkable things about this is a dog that was abandoned by humankind, left on the side of a freeway, having been hit. Had this kind stranger not pulled over, didn't know the dog was there, pulled over to, you know, just take care and pick up this garbage, and there to find Cassidy and then to take action. And we talk about that a lot. It's one thing to observe something. It's another thing to take action. And wow, Cassidy has really rewarded everybody with that kindness that was given after the unkindness, and shown that whatever the setback is, whatever happens to you, it can be overcome. And we hear it all the time, because it's always possible, taking that negative and turning it into a positive. Cassidy's doing that in so many different ways. And everybody that, you know, has texted us and emailed us, just had such nice things to say. Clearly, Cassidy is loved. I want to make sure that everybody knows out there how they can read more about what Cassidy's up to, and the different things that you all are doing, including the Shelter Rescue of Utah. Kudos to them for all of their efforts. Where's the best place to stay in touch with Cassidy?
Cassidy does have a Facebook page. It's Three-Legged Cassidy, Every Life is Worth Saving. And the three is spelled out.
Wonderful.
So that is his web Facebook page.
Wonderful. Well, folks, again, another great story. And it just, again, drives home that point. There are no throwaways. This is a great example. This dog literally was left for nothing, and is certainly something special. So, Kathy, thank you so much for all that you and Cassidy are doing. It really does make a difference. And we say thank you for all of those who won't get a chance to say thank you. Keep up the great work. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great stories, great information coming up next year as we cover the pet world. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.